Thursday, and Erev Shabbos, Parshas Shlach, Shir 30. Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Zecherno Levracha, used to see thousands of people. Even though she was suffering physically from all of the tsaris that she heard, she would feel people's pain and it would have an impact on her. And her family members and her friends would tell her that she should minimize the people that she sees because it's hurting her health. And she told her daughter a very powerful lesson, which is something that we should think about. She said that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given each person a certain amount of tsar, a certain amount of pain and agmas nefesh that they're going to have to suffer in this world. Every time you hear somebody else's pain and you feel their pain, you are spearing yourself from having personal pain. Because the suffering that a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is supposed to have, he is having it by being noisei ba'olim chaveri. And obviously, a person would much rather, Rachmana Litzlan, feel pain from pain that is not his personal pain, than Rachmana Litzlan feeling pain in agmas nefesh from a personal pain. And therefore, even though it seems like it is difficult for her, but she refused to minimize the people that come to see her. And it's a lesson for us. Because many times, especially when we're doing a mitzvah, it seems as if we suffer from it. A person does something that's proper, and then something happens, and they end up, Rachmana Litzlan, suffering from the mitzvah that they did. And then they start second-guessing themselves. Why did I do it? Let's take, for example, a person tried to help somebody. And then after you put in so much effort to help them, that person goes ahead and backstabs you. Or that person says something about you, and it starts hurting, and you say, why did I get involved in this in the first place? We have to remember that every drop of pain that, Rachmana Litzlan, a person experiences, was dictated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we are lucky if the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us this pain in the form of a mitzvah, or in the form of experiencing somebody else's pain, b'noisei ba'olim chaveri, like we said over from Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Zecherno Levracha. And therefore, even if it seemed as if we were doing something good, and it seems as if we're suffering from it, Rachmana Litzlan, we have to remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us an opportunity of a schus, to be able to experience suffering that we were going to experience anyway, Rachmana Litzlan, to experience it in a way of a mitzvah, to get schar because of the suffering that we experienced, Rachmana Litzlan. And therefore, we should treasure the opportunity if, Rachmana Litzlan, when we are busy with a mitzvah, we end up suffering from it. Because it's an opportunity from the Ribbono Shel Olam to cash out on the tsar that, Rachmana Litzlan, we're supposed to get, and to get it in a way that we will get schar. To get it in a way that we are suffering when we do a mitzvah.